At some point, he was able to transmit his realization, this non-dual realization, this wall-gazing, directly to his greatest disciple, whose name was Hui Ko. They stayed together in Shaolin for many years, and Hui Ko badly wanted the mind-to-mind transmission. And one night it took place in deep winter. The date they give is December the 9th. Chinese can be very concrete and specific. It was a bitterly cold night. The snow was falling. And Hui Ko was standing in the cold, in the snow pouring down on him. And inside, in the meditation hall, Bodhidharma was deep in meditation, deep in wall gazing, in wall gazes, deeply absorbed in non-duality. At some point, he became aware of Hui Ko, and he came out of compassion, it says, to see how he was doing, what he was doing. And he saw that he was still not ready for the supreme teaching. Something else was needed. No doubt he communicated this rather gruffly, as Bodhidharma probably did. Hui Ko didn't know what to do. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any money. He'd gone forth. He didn't know what to do, what the effort was, what was required. And then he knew. He knew what he had to do. He took a sharp knife and severed the lower portion of his arm and presented it as an offering to Bodhidharma, saying, "Give me the teaching. Give me the deepest meaning. I long for it. Give my mind, give my heart peace. Give it rest." And Bodhidharma said immediately, "Bring me your mind. Give me your mind. And I will give it peace." And then Hui Ko said, "I've searched for my mind. I've searched for my heart. I can't find it." And Bodhidharma said, "Then I've set it at rest. It's at peace." And Hui Ko at that moment had a great realization. The transmission happened. Enlightenment, awakening was transmitted. He stayed with Bodhidharma thereafter some time, deepening his realization, becoming wall-like, becoming completely rooted, uncompromising in this state of non-duality for many years. Just a comment here, just in case there's any misunderstanding and people get carried away. I take the severing of the arm as symbolic. It's a powerful image of what you have to do to make real spiritual progress. You have to give yourself to it fully, completely. You have to give your life to spiritual practice. Like anything else in life, if you want to do anything properly, you have to really do it. You have to give yourself to it. There are no free lunches in the spiritual life. There just isn't. You have to really give yourself to it for there to be any success and progress, and there has to be an absolute commitment. The great master Yun Men, when he was asked an abstruse question about the meaning of the profound and how you realize it, just said, 30 years. 30 years. 30 years of practice. Eventually, Bodhidharma left Hui Ko. His job was done. The transmission had been completed. He disappeared. Legend says that he was poisoned by jealous monks. But mysteriously, when they opened up his grave, they found he wasn't there. There was just one sandal. And apparently Bodhidharma still walks through the world. If you ever meet a one-sandaled man, that could be Bodhidharma. And you can ask him the question, why did you come from the West, if you ever meet a one-sandaled man?